Recently, I wrote an essay about the 1990s and how they may have been the best decade in my lifetime. In that essay, I said hip-hop, for which the 90s were this mass audience breakthrough moment, hip-hop was the last really new and consequential invention of American pop culture. And now my colleague Sean Ramisferum, host of our Sideshow podcast, who knows about a million times as much as I do about hip-hop, says that 2015, this year, may end up being just as important as any year before for hip-hop.
Or the best year ever.
The best year ever. And I guess that's possible since it's only a 40-year-old thing.
It's true, yeah. I mean, it only comes after what was maybe the worst year ever for hip-hop. The biggest rap album might have come from Eminem or Nicki Minaj, neither of which were incredible or exceptional.
And if you're a music snob like you, then just even saying that the best may have come from Eminem or Nicki Minaj is like, it's a low bar.
Because he hasn't released a good album in a decade, and she's like a judge on American Idol. So it just can't work that way. And as if to acknowledge that 2014 was an exceptionally terrible year, Kanye West released his first song of 2015, the second Champagne popped at the stroke of midnight on January 1st. And I brought that song for you, Kurt. It's called Only One and features some guy named Paul McCartney.
Sir Paul McCartney to
on
you.
On the roads,
let's
yeah.
listen.
And if you knew how proud I was, you'd never shed a tear, have a fear. No, you wouldn't do that. And no, I didn't pick the day to turn the page. I know it's not the end every time I see her face and I hear you say, hello, my only one.
Not to argue too much over genre pigeonholes, but why is that not R&B? Why is
it's
that
true.
Hip-hop?
No, I think a big part of this becoming this being a big year is that hip-hop just keeps moving closer and closer to pop music. I mean, he's since released another song with Paul McCartney that would sound a lot more to our ears as traditional hip-hop. It's a lot harder. There's a bigger beat. But this is him singing to his newborn daughter in his late mother's voice. And it's him saying that a hip-hop song doesn't even need a beat. A hip-hop song can feature Paul McCartney. It's Kanye West breaking all of the rules, which is what he's done since day one.
So what else makes 2015 so promising?
I think a big part of what's so exciting about 2015, in addition to releases from more promising artists, is this sort of surprise album thing, which has become the cachet in pop music, is to release an album without telling anyone it's coming.
Because you're so big that you don't need the normal marketing thing.
You don't.
You can just announce it.
The internet will do it for you. So another artist, a huge hip-hop artist who did that was Drake, Canada's Drake, former Degrassi child star.
Always with the Canada, you Canadian.
I know. I can't help it. But on February 12th, he released a short film, and people went nuts because it featured snippets of new Drake music. And the next day, he released an entire album of new music, and I've brought a snippet of that, too.
I'm about to say a true thing. Yeah. I'm about to say a true thing. Yeah. You was popping back when I should wear a U-chain. Goddamn, you changed. I put it on everything. It's a hurt thing. It's a OVO come through murk things. I know you hurt things. I know you hurt things. Yeah, I know you
it's an angry sounding Canadian, no?
Yeah, an interesting sort of Philip Glassian thing happening in the background. Now,
there you go.
When you say that's great, for a hip hop ignoramus like me and perhaps a few of our listeners,
sure.
What do you mean?
A lot of rappers start out with their fiercest material, their angriest, most hard hitting, most powerful verses come on album one or two. Then they tend to get a little more poppy, you know, softened by success. Jay-Z, Eminem, Snoop Dogg are all good examples. Drake started poppy and is getting much more fierce, all while becoming a measurably better rapper and lyricist. So though it might be hard to tell from like a 20-second clip, this is a big, exciting step forward for Canada's favorite former soap opera star.
So is this amazing Annus Mirabilis for hip-hop just a guy thing?
I think I know what that means, but you're asking me if there are any ladies. And yes, there are. And one of them's named Tink.
But niggas lying on their money like every day. And niggas ratchet too just in another way. You fake fathers never held your daughters, never had a conversation. You too f***ing immature to get an occupation.
Every night doing the most upon Instagram. Ooh,
So since some of that was coming pretty quickly, I will tell you that she is, though 19, a social critic of her peers. That song Ratchet Commandments is sort of her instructing people how to operate on social media.
I noticed you haven't yet mentioned one of the up-and-coming hip-hop artists whom I've actually heard of, Kendrick Lamar.
That's because I wanted to save the best for last, Kurt. In March, he released an album called To Pimp a Butterfly, and it's sort of this
good title,
80-minute sort of seething mess of funk and hip-hop and poetry and frustration and hope. One of the most powerful songs on the album is called The Blacker the Berry.
I'm the biggest hypocrite in 2015. Once I finish this, witnesses will convey just what I mean. I mean, it's evident that I'm irrelevant to society. That's what you're telling me. Penitentiary would only hire me. Curse me till I'm dead. Church me with your fake prophesizing that I'ma be just another slave in my head. Institutional lies, manipulation and lies. Reciprocation of freedom only live in your eyes. You hate me, don't you?
So 40 years into hip-hop, it is having a second or third or fourth breath.
I think so. And, you know, it's only, what, April? And the year apparently holds more releases that are sort of unbelievable. 50 Cent, De La Soul, Frank Ocean, Ludacris, Lil Wayne, and maybe even this album that Dr. Dre promised like a decade ago called Detox. So the year still holds a bunch of exciting releases.
I'm glad you're excited, and I'm almost excited vicariously through now that you've convinced me. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Kurt.
You can watch and hear much more evidence that 2015 might be hip hop's best year yet at studio360.org. And if you disagree with Sean, let him know in the comments. He loves arguments.
I'm the biggest hypocrite in 2015. When I finish this, if you listen, then sure you will agree.